I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on a Thursday. Thanks so much for being with us. We got a lot to get to here in the final hour of the show. Of course, looming tomorrow is the Pac-12 championship game. Number 10, Oregon. Number 7, Utah. Rematch the game that happened a couple of weeks back in Salt Lake City. You can hear it right here on The Fan, the home of the Oregon Ducks. And joining us now is the head coach at Utah, Kyle Whittingham, one of our good buddies. We love chatting with him as he's trying to get his Utes to that first Pac-12 championship victory. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning. I just want to start there. You've had your crack at this game. You've been close. You've finished the season strong and given yourself another opportunity. What would a win Friday and winning that conference championship and earning a trip to the Rose Bowl, what would that mean for your program?
Well, I think that's the next step in the evolution of our program. And, you know, since joining the Pac-12, we've had that as our goal now for a few years. And as you mentioned, we've got to the game. This will be the third time, and fell short in 18 to the Huskies and then in 19 to the Ducks. And so we'll just keep trying until we get it right. And proud of our guys for getting to this point in the season. I mean, we've had some struggles, obviously, and some very difficult things to deal with, and for our guys to hang in there and continue to fight and play at the level that they did, so proud of them. But again, it's unfinished business. We got to, the goal for this football team is to win the Pac-12 championship, and you can't do that until you win the South. And so they've taken care of step one.
Well, and I wonder how many fans, Coach, early this year were wondering if you guys could get to this point. I know you made a quarterback change after a 1-2 start, but what were you and the staff able to kind of pinpoint to help turn that around, the slow start to where you guys are now? What were you guys able to do?
Well, a few things. Number one, you mentioned it, the quarterback change. We gave Cam Rising the opportunity to come in the fourth quarter against San Diego State, which was game three. And he gave us an immediate spark. And so we went with him the next week and never looked back. I mean, he's been terrific for us. He's spent most of the year in the ESPN QBR ratings top 10 for quarterbacks. And I think he's number 11 right now. So that tells you the level of play that he's been able to give us. Secondly, the evolution, I guess you could say, of our offensive line and how they've come together. And we had a lot of different lineups early in the year. We had guys down, and all through fall camp we really couldn't get any continuity going there. But about week four, week five, right in that range, the offensive line really started to come together, and they've played exceptional football for the last several weeks. And then the emergence of Tavion Thomas, our running back. He was a little bit plagued by turnovers early in the season, limited his touches. Once he got that part figured out and started securing the football, we started feeding it to him, and he became a real force in the run game. So I would say, all those factors combined has made us, turn into a pretty good offensive unit.
Yeah, I'd say so. Eight out of nine is what your win streak is at. The lone loss, that one on the road in Corvallis. We're talking with Kyle Whittingham, the head coach of Utah, as they get ready to take on Oregon tomorrow night in the Pac-12 championship game, 5:00 right here on The Fan. You mentioned a couple of moments ago, Coach, what your team has been through emotionally and losing a couple of their teammates over the last handful of months. I can't even imagine what that has been like and how they've tried to band together. I know you guys have come up with a new slogan. I believe it's, give 22% extra. And you can clarify more on that, but just how impressed are you with the way that they've banded together and really, rose to this occasion despite everything they've been through off the field?
Well, I couldn't be more proud, as I mentioned earlier, and really it's a great credit to our leadership on this football team. We have phenomenal leaders. The real two headliners in that category. Devin Lloyd on the defense and Cam Rising on the offense. They're the guys that really are at the forefront and the leader of the leaders, I guess you can say. And without great leadership, couldn't have got through it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had those two devastating losses. As a coach, there really is no blueprint on how to handle that. It's obviously very difficult. But like I said, thank goodness for our leadership and the character of this team, and we're able to continue to get through it. We've got a slogan, you know, we'll never get over it, but we'll get through it. And that's something that has really, really transpired.
Well, it's a unique position this week, Coach, just from the football aspect. You're playing a team for the second time in 3 weeks, and you guys had a great game against them down in Salt Lake, and now you go to a different location. And it's a team that kind of got their stuff together last week against Oregon State, and you'd imagine they're probably going to play better. How, just from a coaching perspective, do you approach a second matchup in 3 weeks after being on the right end of a convincing win? And how much do you rely on those guys that you just mentioned, guys like Devin Lloyd, to maybe keep the team focused? Because I think people from the outside can see this and say, well, this is the revenge spot. This is where Oregon plays a better game, and seeing how Utah responds to that. How do you go into this matchup?
Yeah, it's a big challenge, and Oregon's a very good football team, and we know that you know, it's not going to be the last one. Everything just went our way, and we played exceptionally well. Our guys, it was a home field advantage that was just the atmosphere in that stadium was incredible, and mm-hmm. and so everything lined up. We know this is going to be a lot more difficult challenge. As you mentioned, we really lean on Devin and the leaders, and practice has been outstanding. And, you know, it's untypical to play the same team twice in 13 days is what it actually is. Not even 2 weeks apart when you know, the contest. And so it's a big challenge. It's on a neutral site or at a neutral site. And we know it's going to be a 60-minute fist fight. That's what we're prepared for.
Yeah, Friday night, Oregon and Utah. We're talking with the head coach of Utah, Kyle Whittingham. They take on the Ducks, looking for that conference championship and a trip to the Rose Bowl on the line tomorrow night in Vegas. I thought, Coach, that you guys did probably the best job of any team in the country this year of game planning around Kayvon Thibodeau, who we know is a monster and can just, you know, change the game in his own right with his ability to get to the backfield and play against the run. You ran away from him a lot. You double-teamed him. You got rid of the ball quickly. Always had kind of an extra blocker over there to help out. What went into that game plan when you were thinking about how do you mitigate number five and the effect that he can have, and then does it change it all this week?
Well, yeah, we were just trying to slow him down and keep him from being, his disruptive self, which he's been all season long. He's one of the best players in the country. A lot of people feel he's the best player in the country. So we had a good plan. I thought, Andy Ludwig, our offensive coordinator, and Jim Harding, our offensive line coach, did a great job of game planning for him and trying to neutralize him a little bit. You'll never take him completely out of a game, but if you can just minimize the damage and not let him ruin every play you got, then that's the objective. And we're going to have to do a good job on him again this week. And he's the guy that is when you start your planning, he's probably the starting point for you as far as trying to figure out how to handle him. And we'll have to have a good answer. And so, you know, without giving any game plan stuff away, we got to have an answer for him. And we had a decent answer in the first game, and we'll see if we can have the same result this week. But it's tough to keep a player like that down, an elite player like that.
Well, we'll allow you to just tell us the audibles and anything else you want to let out here in the state of Oregon.
I don't think Mario's listening right now. You're safe, Coach. I think you're okay.
That's a safe assumption. Coach, you know, the last week of a regular season, especially in the Pac-12, like, we're so used to the rivalries. You and Colorado get brought in a decade ago, and boom, here you go. There's their last week game. You guys are the rivals. I don't know how both schools feel about that matchup, but this one's interesting because now you have your third biggest game really in 2 years. Last year was kind of weird, where you had the Pac-12 title game, the regular season, this one, and then Friday coming up. At this point for your guys, is this a rivalry for you guys?
You know, it's starting to have that feel. It's not a game you play every year with the rotation of the Pac-12 schedule. You don't play every team in the North every season. So it, in that respect, it doesn't happen every year. But there certainly is a huge competitive factor in this game, and they've been the top team in the North, you know, over the last, you know, several years, and so it's a big challenge for us, but I can say that it's starting to have that rivalry feel, but without playing them every single year, that's it's t- tough to determine whether it's actually going to, you know, become that or not.
Right. We're talking Kyle Whittingham, head coach at Utah. They take on the Ducks tomorrow night. I got to ask, Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up. I mean, the college football world has gone crazy, it feels like, in the last week of coaches leaving and just surprise hires. And you have been at one location for a long time. You've been a loyal guy there. Fan base loves you. I mean, just what has Kyle Whittingham made of these coaching moves and the contracts and everything that's gone on in the sport that I know that you love here in the last week?
Yeah, it's definitely changed the landscape of college football, and some I can't remember a year ever where there's been this type of movement, and in particular the high profile guys and the high profile schools. And so and the new trend is these 10-year $1 billion contracts or whatever. so it's tough to turn down that kind of an opportunity if someone brings it to the table. But, like I said, it's definitely groundbreaking, and we'll see how this thing evolves and where it goes to.
You're going to get on the phone with your agent, Coach. Say, hey, I need to give me one of them 10-year billion-dollar deals. Those aren't bad, man. I like that. Last one for you, Coach. There was a random rumor that kind of surfaced a couple weeks ago, and we talked about it, that somebody was speculating that there's a chance you ride off into the sunset this offseason.
Yeah, what's that about, Coach?
Is this the last we're going to see Kyle Whittingham? What's going on there?
Well, I've not had a conversation with anybody about that, including my wife or even myself. And so I'm just taking it day by day. I'm loving what I'm doing. I haven't had this much fun being around a team in a long time. As much as we've been through, this team has just been a pleasure to coach and love being around them every single day.
Well, the golf handicap can wait. You told us in July the golf handicap was going well. It can wait because we need you to stay in this conference,
yeah,
Coach.
We need it. And best of luck this week. Oregon and Utah tomorrow night, Pac-12 championship game. Utah trying to punch that ticket to a Rose Bowl. An incredible job this year, Coach, from where you started, everything you've been through off the field, to win 8 out of 9, to get to this spot, to have another shot at a conference championship game. Best of luck. Thanks as always for the time. We always appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.